All right. Welcome, everybody. This is the OFL-WAMS Hart Incorporated Board of Directors regular meeting. Today is January 21st, 2026. The time right now is 4:04 p.m. Again, welcome. Melissa, who else is on the line today?
Good afternoon, board members. On the call, we have board member Peter Russell and President Harold Egger. For the staff and others, we have Melissa Bauer, Susan Fisher, Neilani Santos, Alex Salazar, Amber Ensign, Candice Gardner, Charles Pack, Greg Bordeaux, Ileana Kyriakos, Maricela Freimark, Marlon Gomez, Michael Leonesio, Stephanie Gray, Veronica Alvarez, Zach Hillowert, and Yelena Shapiro. Is there anybody that I've missed? Okay, great. Now I will read out the teleconference locations. When I read out your location, please say present. The first location, 27616 Newhall Ranch Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next, 18824 Soledad Canyon Road.
Present.
Thank you. Next, 900 North Norma Street.
Present.
Thank you. And 320 North Halsted Street is on the call as well. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thanks, Melissa. All right. Moving on to public comment. Members of the public may address the board at regular meetings on agenda items or non-agenda items that are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board and at special meetings on agenda items only by using the call-in information set forth above. Speakers may be called in the order that requests are received or grouped by subject area. We ask that comments are limited to 2 minutes with no more than 15 minutes per single topic so that as many people as possible may be heard. By law, the board is allowed to take action only on items on the agenda. The board may, at its discretion, refer a matter to school staff or calendar the issue for future discussion. At this time, are there any members of the public on the line for the OFL William S. Hart Incorporated Board of Directors regular meeting? All right, hearing none. We'll go ahead and move on. All right, going on to item four, the 4A is the consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote, unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. Peter, did you get a chance to read items 4A1 through A5?
I did.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I'll go ahead and second. Can I get a roll call vote? I'm sorry. Peter has moved and I have seconded. Roll call vote, Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. The consent agenda, item 4A, is approved. All right, going on to information items. Item B1, the OFL William S. Hart Charter Update. Stephanie.
Good afternoon, board members. I have for you the January 2026 Charter Update for the William S. Hart Charter. Charter statistics for enrollment for Canyon Country, we have 111 students. For Santa Clarita, 97 students, and the online program, 2 students, for a total enrollment of 210 students. For academics, the William S. Hart Charter is extremely proud to report significant improvement on the 2025 Fall California Dashboard. The 4 to 5 year graduation cohort rate improved by 5.5%. Our college and career readiness metric improved from an orange to a yellow color ranking. And most impressive, our math SVAC performance improved from a red to a yellow color ranking. That's 2 color improvement. Equally impressive, the science SVAC performance metric received a green color ranking. While science was informational only on this dashboard, it will be a regular metric for the next dashboard release, and we are in an excellent position with this metric. The Charter is committed to continuing its efforts to keep improving its graduation rate and to decrease middle school chronic absenteeism. For sports and pathways trips, the soccer season has begun. The Charter is focused on providing a fun and meaningful experience for all students, regardless of their sports background and athletic ability. Students had a great time with the bowling and top golf tournaments. And our first pathways trip of the spring semester was the Black History and Culture, which departs in February. Students will be traveling from Louisiana to Alabama, where they will learn about inspiring change makers in Black history with an emphasis on civil rights, awareness, and justice. For educational partner engagement, students participated in this year's Engineering Design Challenge. The team worked very hard and learned the importance of collaboration, and they even developed new friendships. The William S. Hart Charter is preparing for its annual comprehensive needs assessment, where staff, parents, and students will review student outcome data and determine the charter's area of focus for the 26-27 school year. Student Council organized a toy drive in December to help needy children have a wonderful holiday season. Our middle school students took a field trip to the Aquarium of the Pacific, where they learned about sea creatures and various environmental factors. The Universal Technical Institute provided a career chat focused on the automotive industry. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
None here, thank you.
No questions here. Definitely, that's the color ranking increase is really, really good to see. And
yes.
I'm sure it's not only the kids that are working hard, but it's the staff that helps those kids to get going and doing well. Thank you very
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Moving on to item B2, the OFL William S. Hart Mid-Year Local Control and Accountability Plan, the LCAP update for fiscal year 2025 and 2026. Stephanie.
Thank you. All right. The purpose of this item is for the board to review the OFL William S. Hart Mid-Year Local Control and Accountability Plan, or LCAP, update for fiscal year 25-26, which includes mid-year outcome data, which provides insight into the metrics identified in the 25-26 local control and accountability plan, and the mid-year expenditures and implementation data, which are details on expenditures and progress in implementing actions as outlined in the 25-26 LCAP. I have a high-level overview for you of what we're accomplishing. So for goal one, it is related to our college and career readiness and our grad rates. We are on track to meet all of our expected outcomes. In particular, we are making notable gains on improving our 4 to 5 year cohort grad rate and improving the percentage of students graduating at the prepared level. We have implemented all planned actions, and we are on track to meet our spending allocations. For goal two, it's related to SBAC performance in both ELA and math. We are on track to meet all of our expected outcomes and continue to focus on the special population of low-income students who are still in the red for math. We have implemented all planned actions, and we are on track to meet our spending allocations. And for goal three, it is related to chronic absenteeism and school climate. We continue to be focused on reducing middle school chronic absenteeism. While it is likely that we will not meet the expected outcome at the end of the current LCAP cycle, through our intense focused interventions and efforts, we do expect to see a decrease in this metric on the next California dashboard release. And we have implemented all planned actions, and we are on track to meet our spending allocations. Can I answer any questions for anyone?
Not here.
No questions here.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, going on to item B3, the OFL William S. Hart Report of Executive Compensation. Ileana.
Good evening, everyone. This update is provided to inform the board of recent clarifications to the Brown Act executive compensation reporting requirements and to ensure continued compliance with open meeting and transparency obligations. Recent clarifications to the Brown Act require that when the board is asked to approve an employment contract for a local agency executive, that the board must receive an oral summary of the compensation for that position in open session prior to taking action. This requirement supports transparency while maintaining appropriate confidentiality. After review, the organization has determined that only the following two positions meet the definition of an executive for purposes of this requirement. That is, Assistant Superintendent of Instruction and Assistant Superintendent of Operations. If working full-time, this position has a choice to participate in benefits such as medical, dental, vision, and ancillary plans, such as critical illness, accident, life insurance, as well as the company's 401k retirement plan. These benefits are available to all eligible employees and require the employee to pay their portion of benefit premiums. No other positions are impacted by this reporting requirement at this time. Staff will continue to coordinate with HR and legal counsel to ensure disclosure remain compliant and appropriately limited in scope. Are there any questions?
No questions either. Thank you. All right, moving on to item B4, the OFL William S. Hart financial update. Alex.
Hey, great. This is a financial update as of the October close for OFL William S. Hart. So the first page in the financial update is the SB 740 report for the school. So as of this close, projected P2 ADA is 1,276.07. Based on that projected P2 ADA, revenue has been forecasted for the year at $20,303,942. Moving on to expenses, first year received certificate salaries and benefits subtotal at $9,427,111, or 46.43% of revenue. As well as the instruction-related services, which includes the certificate salaries and benefits just above, coming in at $17,640,376, or 86.88% of revenue. The next two subtotals highlighted in green are your non-instructional expenses, and that they do not count towards the non-classroom-based spending requirements. First is the operation facilities at $822,612. Then the administration all our activities at $1,110,522. So towards the bottom third of your screen, highlighting orange, is the excess revenue for the school. That is your total revenue minus your total expenses. So as of this close, OFL William S. Hart has excess revenue of $730,432, or 3.60% excess revenue percentage on the year. Page 2 of the SB 740 report, take a look at the needs spend calculations for the school. So as of this close, the school is meeting both of its spending requirements. For certificate salaries and benefits, it is met or overspent by $1,254,774 in the instruction, well, as the instruction and related services. It is also met and overspent by $1,487,595. So at this point in time, in summary, the school does not have need to spend, and its excess revenue that was indicated on the previous page has remained the same at $730,432. With an excess revenue percentage of 3.60%. Before we proceed, are there any questions?
None here.
Nope.
The next page is the income statement and the updated format. Always I'd say that all this information is rolled up into the SB 740 report that we just reviewed. So revenue has for the year $20,303,942. Total expenses for staff. This includes certificate salaries and benefits, as well as non-certificate salaries and benefits. That total is $9,897,755, or 48.75% of revenue. So the school is using just below 50% of its revenue on staff. Total expenses for the year, $19,570,509. And then the excess revenue is $730,432. The next page is the variance analysis report. What we do here is we take 1% of year-to-date expenses. In this case, the threshold is $193,200. And we look at year-to-date actuals to budget, and any line item that is either favorable or unfavorable is highlighted here. The only one that came up is non-sophisticated stipends. For fiscal year 25-26 credit enrichment periods, these stipends were not budgeted. So that's why they're appearing here. The next page is the balance sheet for the school. So as of the close, OFL Williams Stars had total assets of $29,215,236, total liabilities of $9,407,796, total net assets of $19,807,480. Last document is the cash forecast. So as of the October close, the school had $13,806,175 cash in bank. And at the end of the current fiscal year, June 30th, 2026, the school is forecast to have $13,417,150 cash in bank. That is the financial update for October 2025. Are there any questions?
None here.
None here. Thanks, Alex. All right, moving on to action items. Item C1, the OFL William S. Hart first interim report. Alex.
Okay, so we're asking the board to review and consider approval of the first interim report for OFL William S. Hart. As stated in the previous meeting, this is a report for actuals through October 31st. This is sent out to the district for review, usually around mid-December. It's going to be followed by the second interim report that will have actuals through January 31st, as well as the unaudited actuals report towards the end of the year. And we will walk you through this. So the first page is the charter school certification page. This was certified by Principal Yelena Shapiro that the school can meet its financial obligations in the current year as well as the two subsequent fiscal years. And it was sent out to the Assistant Superintendent of Business Services for William S. Hart Unified School District, John Carino. And the school, the district did reply back with the signed document. It wasn't included here, but they also certified that the school is meeting both of its requirements. So also, I can say that this first interim report was based upon the financial update that we just reviewed. So the numbers are going to be slightly different format, but overall they are the same. So for the year, $28,303,941 for total revenue. Then it moves on to certificated and non-certificated salaries, broken out between unrestricted and restricted. And then it moves into also for your certificate salaries and benefits, or your certificates, sorry, total benefits. And then total books and supplies and services and other operating expenditures. So the excess revenue for the school for this year is $730,431. And it moves on to a reconciliation of the fund balance for the school. It takes your unaudited actuals plus or minus any audit adjustments. At this point, they weren't included. And it comes with the estimated ending fund balance. Final two pages for the document are it takes your current year, first in our budget, and then pushes it out for two subsequent fiscal years. Overall, the report is positive for the school. And are there any questions?
None here.
No questions here. All right, can I get a motion to approve the OFL William S. Hart first interim report?
So moved.
I'll go ahead and second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote, Peter?
Aye.
Also vote aye. Item C1, the OFL William S. Hart first interim report is approved. Thank you, Alex. All right, moving on to item C2, the OFL William S. Hart audited financials for fiscal year 2024-2025. Marlon.
All right. Hi, everyone. my name is Marlene Gomez. I am the engagement principal on the fiscal 24-25 audit. And I took over from Wade starting this year. And what you're looking at right now is the required board communication. So this is a three-page letter that has all of the, under our audit standards, required items that we are expected to communicate with you. Overall, this letter is pretty standard CAN language. There was no unusual transactions, disagreements with management, audit adjustments, uncorrected misstatements. So the audit was clean. And it was already filed with the State Controller's Office, CDE, and Authorizer. So moving on to the audited financial statements, if we go to page one of the financials is our audit opinion. This is a unmodified opinion, which is a clean opinion. And we also issue two other letters, one for state compliance and one for government auditing standards. So those were also unmodified clean opinions. If we go to page 26 of the audit report, that is the schedule of findings and question costs, which also has no findings to report. And overall clean audit, we did have over 70 audit requests from the NINDOT and the, I forgot all the entities, but from the teams that help us gather all the state compliance and financial requests. So it is a lot. And can you go up one page? So this is current year schedule findings and question costs. So there's nothing to report. And then the next page that you were just on is the update on prior findings. So last year there was a finding over educator effectiveness reporting. That step was removed. We don't have to check it again. So it won't, next year won't show up here. And if we go to page four, I know I'm jumping around, but page four is your statement of financial position. And overall, I'd say healthy statement of financial position, current assets significantly exceed current liabilities, and net assets are positive at the end of the year. Next page is your statement of activities, which also has positive net income for the year of just over $1 million. And nothing really to report that changed from last year. And that's pretty much all I wanted to cover. As far as what to expect for fiscal 26, there is one kind of new state compliance requirement that we're going to be auditing, which is the comprehensive school safety plan. And I think that's really the only thing that will impact your school. Do you guys have any questions for me?
None here.
No questions. Thanks for doing that, Marlon.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Can I get a motion to approve the OFL William S. Hart audited financials for fiscal year 2024-2025?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right. I go ahead and second. Peter has moved. I have seconded. Can I get a roll call vote? Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C2, the OFL William S. Hart audited financials for fiscal year 2024-2025. Is approved. Thank you. All right, moving on to item C3, the OFL William S. Hart School Accountability Report Card. The SARC again, the report for fiscal year 2024 and 2025. Charles.
Again, good afternoon, board members. Opportunities for Learning William S. Hart requests the board to review and consider approval of the 2024-2025 William S. Hart Accountability Report Card, known as a SARC, developed and published in accordance with California Education Code Sections 33126 and 35256. And as stated before, the SARC provides information on key aspects of school performance. California law requires schools to publish the SARC annually by February 1st with data aligned to the Local Control and Accountability Plan, known as the LCAP. There is no fiscal impact. Are there any questions?
None here.
No questions here. All right, can I get a motion to approve the OFL William S. Hart School Accountability Report Card for fiscal year 2024-2025?
Peter Russell, so moved.
All right, I'll second it. Peter has moved. I have seconded. A roll call vote, Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C3, the OFL William S. Hart School Accountability Report Card for fiscal year 2024-2025 is approved. All right, moving on to item C4, the OFL William S. Hart Election of Board Director. Melissa.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we are asking the board to consider and approve the election of Dr. Veronica Alvarez to the Board of Directors of William S. Hart, Inc. According to Article 6, Section 6.03 and 6.05 of the OFL William S. Hart, Inc. bylaws, it notes that the minimum required number of directors. Most notably, the board should consist of a minimum of 3 directors. Due to the resignation of Ms. Jennifer Koski, the board has a vacancy, which may be filled by the vote of the majority of directors. Each director shall hold office until the expiration of the term of the replaced director and until a successor has been duly qualified and elected. Qualifications for the director, as outlined in the bylaws, generally include the ability to attend board meetings, the willingness to actively support and promote the corporation, including the school, and dedication to its charitable endeavors and mission. On behalf of board member and president Harold Egger, the board candidate, Dr. Alvarez, has been designated as having all the appropriate qualifications. Are there any questions?
None here.
Okay.
May I propose a motion?
Yes, you may.
May I have a motion to approve the OFL William S. Hart election of board director, Dr. Veronica Alvarez?
Peter Russell, so moved.
Aye. I second. Peter's moved. I have seconded. And I roll call vote, Peter.
Aye.
I also vote aye. Item C4, the William S. Hart election to the board directors is approved.
Yay! Now you have to draw blood.
All right. Before we do adjourn here today, are there any other items that you want to bring up, Peter, before we land?
None here.
Okay. Just as a reminder, the next OFL William S. Hart meeting will be March 25th, 2026, scheduled at 3:30 p.m. And can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
All right. I second. Peter's moved. I have seconded. Roll call vote, Peter.
Aye.
House vote aye. The meeting today is adjourned at 4:31 p.m. Thanks again, everybody, for coming on today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Yay.